Exactly, ladies and gentlemen, because that is indeed who you are listening to. This is KFAI, 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. This is me, Simon Husbands. I am the host of True Brit, everybody's favourite foreign language radio show, the best-dressed show on radio, and we play nothing but the best of British music, past, present and future. But I will not, I should not, I cannot, I shall not allow this moment to pass without commending Ron on a terrific achievement, 20 years worth of crap from the past. Ron.
Well, thank you. I can't believe it either.
It's hard to believe. Did you, 20 years ago when you were setting out on this seemingly interminable voyage, did you, if I can I say that? I think I can.
Yeah.
Did you anticipate that the road would be quite as long as it has been?
No, not at all. I started Crap from the Past in grad school. It was the winter semester, or it started in January of 1992. I had just come back to finish up my master's, and the semester would have gone January to May, and I started it in January on a lark because, yeah, I want to get back on the air. This should be fun. So why don't I just call my show Crap from the Past, which I didn't come up with that name either. That was suggested by Dan Duperin, an old friend of mine from Rochester, who said, you know, you always play this old garbage. Why don't you just call your show Crap from the Past? Dan, you're a genius. So I went on the air and I took the name Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. I didn't, that's my real name except for the Boogie Monster part. I didn't come up with that either. Nothing on my show is actually original. That was inspired by one of my suite mates back when I was an undergrad.
Let me just interrupt you, and if I may interject. What was the show called before it was Crap
it
from
didn't,
the Past?
It was just this nebulous. It didn't have any kind of structure. Okay. I was just playing old garbage, and that was that.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha.
It gelled. Once I called it Crap from the Past, and it took off. And I had fully expected that I would start it in January. I would graduate in May. I would go off to wherever life took me, because I would have finished my master's by then. And I fully expected my show to die, like all the earlier shows I had done. Things like The Graveyard, which ran from midnight to usually somewhere between 3 and 6. It's whenever I decided to turn off the radio station and go home. That was a poor show, but it lasted only a semester. So I was expecting Crap from the Past to have the same shelf life, and it didn't. It didn't by a long shot. And within a couple weeks, it was all requests, which nobody was playing retro music in 1992. That hadn't been done. It just, nobody was playing the Safety Dance,
sure,
and Whip It and Come On Eileen, uh-huh, and stuff like, uh-huh, that. Uh-huh. So 100% request. By the end of the semester, it was huge locally on our little campus there.
Cool.
And I heard stories about people wandering around campus, walking through the dorms, and everywhere they went, they could hear Crap from the Past coming out of somebody's dorm room.
Cool.
And a continuous walk around the dorms, which is crazy to me, but so I knew I was onto something.
Yeah.
I still didn't think it would have any kind of legs. I went off to get my PhD in Tucson. I did it for a while on the college station there. Did it for a little while on the community station out there, much like KFAI. It was KXCI in Tucson, except there was 50,000 watts and you could hear it all the way into Mexico.
Wow.
And then moved back to Rochester and eventually moved here and thought, you know, I got the itch. I got the bug again. And I waited patiently for a time slot and eventually wound up with the Sunday night slot for 3 or 4 years and been on Friday nights since October of 2002. So it's almost, well, a little over 9 years, coming up on 10.
Have you calculated how many songs you've played in that time period?
I didn't do yes. I wanted to come up with that number, and I think it was close to like 19,000 songs.
Wow.
Some huge number. But that may be off a little bit, but that's the order of magnitude. And I worked out that if you listen to all the Crap from the Past shows back to back to back to back to back at work, it would take you about 5 months of actual work time, wasting time at your desk at work, if you wanted, wow, to listen to all the shows.
And every one of them is archived?
Every word I've ever uttered on the air, except for the one or two shows that screwed up recording.
Wow.
Like I forgot to put a tape in or something.
Sure. Maybe you should go back to that very first early period back in 1992 and play those, just for comparison purposes.
Oh, I know what they sound like. That's why I don't recommend anybody go there. The show really found its legs maybe 5-6 years in. Around the 90, if you want to go back and hunt down the old shows, this stuff around the 96-97 time frame, I'm starting to get a sense of what I should sound like on the air and strike the right tone. And really, I think once it took me all the way to get till Friday nights till I was 100% pleased with them. Now I'm just going through the motions. It's all good.
Well, Ron, you are a gem in the crown that is KFAI.
Well, thank you.
And I just want to ask you a question. You know, every week you come in here and every week I observe the master at work and every week I observe you taking the nib of the pen and popping it into this little screw in the board.
Do you know why? I fidget. And not many people know this because there aren't very many people that have watched me on the air. If there are other people in the room with me, that's fine, and I can concentrate on them and ask them questions and talk to them. If it's just me, as it usually is, I mean, when you're in, you know, you're here and you catch the last 5 minutes of my show, yeah. I'm still largely alone in my head.
Yes.
And so there are various screws and nubs and features on our mixing board, yes. And I tend to fiddle with them while I'm on the air. So while my brain is completing the sentences and getting myself from here to there, I need something to do with my hands. And that's why I'm playing with the pen and sticking it in the little screw, the head thingy there.
I had an idea.
Earlier on when I had CDRs, I would fiddle with the cases a little bit and I would spin them around and things. And it's just something to do with my hands and something you can't do on TV. It just works on the radio.
You're a fidget. Yeah. I had this plan to fill them all in with super glue.
Oh.
So that then you wouldn't be able to
Marginally sad. And anybody who had to fix the board would be extremely sad. But I'd find some other way to fiddle because it's just something mindless to do with my hands while my mouth goes on and on and on.
You're a fiddler. Well,
I've never told anybody that before.
Interesting.
Yeah, brand new.
Very good. Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you, Simon.
We appreciate it. And again, congratulations on a fantastic 20-year run. May there be 20 more years.
Thank you. That will make me 63 years old when the show finally ends. I know. That's not good.
So I've got one last question for you. How do you feel about Kisses on the Bottom?
The new McCartney record?
Yes.
I gave up on Paul McCartney around the same time that the world gave up on Rod Stewart. I thought Good Night Tonight came out, and while that was a lovely song that he recorded in his living room, I'm done. I'm done with McCartney. And I made a small exception for the live version of Coming Up because I thought that was kind of cute. And I really detested everything he's put out since then. I am not a fan. So what do I think of the new record? Haven't heard it. Have no intention of hearing it because the only reason Paul McCartney is getting any attention is because he was a Beatle 40 years ago.
Correct.
Yeah, I know. If he wasn't a Beatle 40 years ago, nobody would be paying attention to the bad music he's putting out nowadays.
As a public service, I'm going to play some of that bad music that he's putting out.
And so you shall.
And not only that, but I'm also going to follow it up with some bad music that Ringo Starr is putting out.
Oh, dear God. See, well, aforementioned comments for Paul McCartney.
But, you know, it's just interesting that they both have brand new product out. Within a couple of weeks of each other. So I thought it might be, you know, a fun idea to check back in and see what they were doing 30 years ago.
And they're as close as you get to pop royalty, so exactly. let's hear what they're doing.
So this is from Paul McCartney's new album, Kisses on the Bottom, which I'm not really quite sure about. It's a bit of a silly title.
I don't know what that means.
I have no idea what that means.
Okay.
So I asked my wife and I got slapped, but that's another story.
Uh-huh.
So this is Bye Bye Blackbird. Bye Bye, Ron.
Bye.